No matter which races matter to you, if you've got a mailbox, chances are that at this point in the election season, it's stuffed with campaign literature. You might be so sick of it that you're considering writing in your own candidate on election day. It's a whimsical way to show dissatisfaction with the candidates who are running.
I always thought that they kept a record of all the write-in candidates, those that were legible that they could see. You know, all you have to do is write it in. You could write in Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, Guyro Gearloose, whoever you wanted, and the poor folks down at the Department of Elections would dutifully copy that name down and add the number one after it. Turns out that's not the case, at least not here in San Francisco.
That's Bud Ryerson, and he's one of several local write-in candidates who want your vote next Tuesday. Reporter Lila Cruz-Pless introduces us.
Bud Ryerson is in his 50s. He's got rectangular glasses, longish gray hair, and a warm smile. He lives in Bernal Heights and is running as a write-in candidate for a supervisor seat in District 9.
Are you guys voters in District 9? Would you consider writing in my name as for supervisor?
How would you have voted on the Margrini issue?
I would have voted to, with the Ethics Commission and not reinstate him as sheriff, to remove him as sheriff.
Okay, you've got my vote then.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ryerson has one issue.
My campaign is a referendum on the vote that David Campos made to reinstate Sheriff Mercurimi. I see that vote as enabling domestic abuse. And I don't think the residents of the San Francisco can tolerate that.
The rules for write-ins depend on the type of election. Want to be a write-in presidential candidate? You have to get on the ballot in every state. To run for state offices, write-ins have to start in the June primaries. And in local races, someone like Bud Ryerson needs to make sure he does all of the right paperwork. Dave McDonald is the registrar of voters across the bay in Alameda County, where the write-in process is the same as in San Francisco. He says the first step is...
You file a declaration of candidacy.
They drop like 200 pages of written material on me that I had to read and forms that I had to fill out and pledges that I had to take and oaths that I had to swear to.
That's Ryerson again.
You have to gather generally some number of signatures, and it varies by office.
I filled out some more forms, and they gave me petitions that I had, because I had to collect at least 20 signatures to qualify as a write-in candidate.
And they don't have to pay a filing fee.
So I took the petition forms, and people were surprisingly happy to help me with my candidacy. You know, they understood they didn't have to vote for me, but what they were doing was they were just furthering the democratic process.
It's tough for a write-in candidate to get enough votes to win, so we don't really see too many write-in candidates, but certainly every election we have a few.
Those filing fees can be pretty substantial, up to $1,000 in some cases. But because the write-in statements aren't included in the sample ballot and their names aren't printed, the fee is waived. Write-ins also get a free webpage on the site smartvoter.org. Still, being a write-in is an uphill slog, so what's the point? Well, it gets back to what Ryerson was saying earlier about the democratic process.
I hated the idea of not voting.
Meet another write-in, Sonia Trauss. She's 30, a middle school math teacher in El Cerrito, and she's running for BART board in District 7. Didn't know that was an elected position? Neither did Trauss. Until she looked for the candidate promising lower BART fares, and didn't find one.
I hate not voting in these tiny elections because no one votes in them. It's like so much more worthwhile than the big elections. And I want to vote for what I want.
Candidates for the BART board don't need signatures to qualify as a write-in candidate. Trauss says the whole filing process took her about half an hour.
The form, you know, that said, I, Sonia Trauss, I'm running, they printed it out on this paper that's like made to look like parchment, which I thought was really, really charming.
Unlike most politicians these days, Ryerson and Trauss have not been big spenders. Ryerson has spent about $60, almost half of that going to DVDs of David Campos' speech voting to reinstate Mercurimi.
I was advised to get my message into Spanish and Chinese. So I put it in Google, and it came out in Chinese. And I kind of doped it out and understand what some of the characters mean. And it might be close, but I need somebody to kind of spell check it for me, give it the test before I actually start putting up posters in Chinese that I don't know what they say.
Trauss has also spent about $60, mostly on paper and printer ink.
Do you live around here? I'm running for board of directors for BART for District 7 on the lower BART fares platform.
Handing out flyers at Ashby BART, Trauss seems surprised that there weren't more write-in candidates.
The thing is, Running a write-in candidate is basically free except for promotion, and promotion is cheaper and cheaper with the internet. Like, I'm really surprised. Like, why isn't, like, the Bradley Manning people, why isn't there, like, a Bradley Manning, like, free Bradley Manning write-in candidate? Like, I just sort of thought, like, everybody with an axe to grind was gonna, like, be doing their thing. And in the Bay Area, no less. I'm really shocked.
Later, Truss says she doesn't think that people know that being a write-in is even an option, but that it could be used as a valuable political tool.
You can turn any election into a referendum. If you have a one-issue candidate, then everybody that votes for that candidate, it's really clear. Like, look at this. 3,000 people believe this thing.
So while neither write-in candidate thinks they have much of a shot of winning, they're voting for something they believe in and hoping to give you that chance, too. For Cross Currents, I'm Lila Cruz-Pless.